In light of SFA Oxford releasing its Iridium and Ruthenium quarterly report for Q1 of this year, I'm joined by Dr. Jenny Watts, SFA Oxford's own Head of Clean Energy and Sustainability. She's here to walk us through the highlights of the report. So Jenny, my first question is, Iridium and Ruthenium used to be called the minor metals. Why are they so important now?
Thanks, Joel. Well, both of these metals, both individually and in combination, they're key in some of the technologies that we need as a planet for all of us to help lower our carbon dioxide emissions and help lower the risks of global warming. And to help us to get to net zero, these metals are increasingly important catalysts as we scale up processes to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. And iridium and ruthenium are proving themselves absolutely indispensable in the hydrogen economy. And iridium is a key metal in some green hydrogen production technologies, and we see ruthenium used with hydrogen in fuel cells, and it's showing promise too with iridium in hydrogen production as well.
And what time frame do you cover in the report?
SFA's latest iridium ruthenium report goes out to 2027 this quarter, so we're looking at some major capacity increases over that time in the hydrogen economy. So it's really important to see how the markets for these metals can fit in with those plans. So in this report, we're assessing the impact of changes to demand in some of the other end uses too. So that's in some of the bulk electrochemical and chemical processes and some of the major consumer electronics markets too. We couple that with our on-the-ground experience of the practical issues, the energy constraints, the metal price issues affecting miners, and we're able to give a forecast of the supply, the demand and the pricing for these metals out to 2027. And for all our clients, we arrange an hour-long conference call to discuss the report, and that's the opportunity to ask questions, find out more about the underlying drivers affecting these metals.
So how much of an effect do you think the global slowdown is having on iridium and ruthenium use?
We're already seeing some weaker demand for end products that are made both directly and indirectly using these metals. Iridium crucibles are used to make materials for electronic components, and we're already seeing several months of weaker smartphone sales growth. Consumers just aren't buying so many new phones at the moment because they're feeling the pinch with higher inflation, higher interest rates and so on. Now, ruthenium is used in absolutely tiny amounts in some hard disk drive technologies for data storage. But again, consumers aren't buying so much, and especially we've had people buying a lot of new computers over recent years with all the working and schooling from home that we've seen. So it's a bit of a saturated market, you might say.
And just finally, we're hearing a lot about problems with power supply in South Africa. How is that affecting production of iridium and ruthenium?
Well, our supply analyst is actually just back from a research trip to South Africa, so has the latest independent view on the situation. The electricity supply in South Africa continues to be constrained, so there's load shedding from the big state utility Eskom. That's expected to run for another couple of years, really, at least. And in this report, we're assessing the impact of this on various parts of the mining and processing activity, and what this means for how much metal can actually be brought to the market in 2023 and 2024. And then looking slightly further out, we consider the whole PGM basket of metals and how the geology aspects and other demand aspects influence availability of iridium and ruthenium.